Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Great way to start every hour here on the What's On Your Mind program. This song just says it all, doesn't it? Does your heart good.
I was born by God.
906 here. Good to have you with us on the program today. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Hennon. Scotty's under the weather today, so filling in for him today. And we have a lot to get to. We're going to have to move fast, friends, because there's a ton going on here. We're going to start here in just a couple of minutes with This Week in Bad Journalism. I am a former news and sports reporter, still dabble from time to time, and what I see for journalism these days just makes me shake my head. I mean, people aren't even trying to pretend their biases these days. They just come out and report stuff that they know is not fundamental journalism, and they just throw it out there, and then they don't put their name to it, and it appears on a website that looks respectable, and the whole thing just goes pear-shaped, really, is what happens on the whole thing. So we're going to talk about two stories I saw over the last week or so where I think a little commentary is needed to really tell you what you're looking at there. So we're going to do that today. Mark Johnson, Senate Minority Leader, is going to join us sometime today as well on the program. We're trying to nail down the exact time for him. But what's going on in St. Paul? The DFL is going to roll out their education plan today. And I'm always curious to find out when the DFL rolls out legislation for education, how much of it goes to education and how much of it goes to things that is not education. And we do this a lot in government, and we need to, again, call things what they are, because a lot of times what we're talking about with economic resiliency or some sort of method to, you know, help something really is helping 55 other things that have nothing to do with it. So we're going to find out what's going on there. Tax cuts passed last week. What was done, what could have been done. So we're going to talk to Mark about that, Senate Minority Leader, coming up here in a little bit. Kevin Pfeiffer will join us at 9:35 today from Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty. And I saw something on a TV show, a fictional show, but this particular show is set in Montana. You may know where I'm going with this one. And they were talking about cattle ranching, what the future cattle ranching is in the United States. And look, it's a fictional show, so you don't know what's true and what's not. So I said, being an old farm kid myself, grew up in the St. Cloud area, hogging cattle farm, I said, Kevin Pfeiffer would know what the story is on this one. So Kevin's going to join us to talk about what is the future of cattle ranching in this country. China already is the largest producer of hogs in the world. And, you know, what's the trend with cattle? Is China, Ukraine, I know there's a lot of places where cattle are raised, but how much of that is the United States? And will there be a day coming when we don't get any of our beef from domestic production? So we're going to talk to Kevin about that a little bit. I do a segment every week on WDAY Radio, our sister station, and here on the flag as well, called Short Attention Span Radio, five kind of quick hitters. And today, the segment I did for WDAY had a lot of good economic and consumer news in it, and interesting comments and trends about how we as Americans are buying and spending and saving. So I'm going to give you a little bit of that as well. Also saw a story today about the DFL. Actually, this was a couple of days ago. And the proposal being floated in the Minnesota legislature, we could talk to Mark Johnson about this too, is that there would be a potential of 24 weeks of paid leave a year. Now, I realize I'm a business owner, and so I see this from one certain perspective, and so I never believe that my perspective is the one that everybody has. But does the average Minnesotan realize that 24 weeks of paid leave a year would be basically half of the year? My Kanabe County math tells me if there are 52 weeks in the year, half of that would be 26, which is almost 24. And this would be paid for by the employee and the employer. And then obviously some huge state subsidy as well, because there's no way that employee and employer can afford to do that. Or the employee would be out of their house. The employer wouldn't have a place of employment anymore. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Todd Benzeman will join us from the Center for Immigration Studies. He's done some work on the southern border, what's happening there. And that should be very interesting to find out. He's written a new book that you should know about as well. We're going to talk to Todd about that. And then before we're done, if you've heard me before, I do not do a regular program on any of our stations, but I do fill in work here and there when it's needed, as until like today. And one of the subjects I'd like to talk about is climate change, because it is my belief that climate change is one of the biggest frauds that's ever been perpetuated on the American public. And that's saying something, because there's a pretty good, long and distinguished or not so distinguished list of frauds put on the American public. The more I read about climate change and the more I study it and see what the data is going in, I believe that this is really just something that a group of people got together in a back room somewhere in D.C. at one point and said, okay, now hear me out on this. But I think what we should do is try to convince everybody that the world is boiling and we're all going to die like the frog in the pot that's heating up. And then somebody says, hang on. We've been trying that for like 50 years. It's not working. Global warming is not working. Okay, well, let's try another word. What term could we use? How about climate change? Somebody in the background says, come on, people aren't that stupid. Nobody's going to buy that. I mean, the climate's always changed. The weather's always changed. You can't explain the weather.
How dare you?
But hang on, Greta. If we get the major media to buy in, I think we got a shot at this thing. Somebody else is like, I don't know. I mean, do we really have that data? Well, no, but it would be a way for us to reshape the narrative and kind of pass legislation that we think would be good, and we can appoint money to our buddies, and we can, I mean, the people are so easily scared, and they will follow if you tell them, and nobody thinks critically anymore. I think we can do this. All right, let's give it a shot, and here we are.
We'll get Hollywood to make some movies about the end of the world, and everybody burns up, and it'll be awful, and You're spot on, man.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, don't take it from me. Do your own research on this. There's a lot of it out there. All you have to do is, like, just get a Twitter subscription, or you could go to Heritage Foundation, or Heartland Institute. Sorry, they do a lot of climate change stuff. Heritage might, too, but Heartland Foundation, they put a lot of really good stuff up on climate change. Just read up on some of these things. One story I saw not too long ago was the people who take the temperature data from across the country. This would be one way to know, right? Is the temperature going up or going down across our country? Let's go get temperature from data points. Well, they found out that 96% of those data points were corrupted. Like they were by a tin shed or something. They put the thermometer by a...
On a black surface in the desert?
Yeah. Yeah, go to the playground and find the asphalt basketball court and
right
stick a thermometer over there.
Where we cook the eggs on the sidewalk.
Yeah, let's do that. You think I'm joking, but I'm serious about this.
No, you're not.
And so...
Oh, it's such a joke.
It is, but nobody believes it. And I was visiting with a prominent lawmaker out of our community not too long ago, and I was previewing this show when he was... getting ready to come on, and he says, Steve, I'm with you on climate change, but I think that train's left the station. I just don't think we can put that genie back in the bottle. And I said, well, I'm going to still speak truth on this. I don't care if everybody's going along with it. You heard that term, you want to be on the right side of history. You don't want to be on the wrong side of history. I'm like, screw that. I want to be on the right side of right. Be on the right side of God and freedom and liberty and truth. And if that gets me labeled as some kind of wacko freak, well, guess what? It already has. But who cares? Who cares what people think? Stand up and say what you got to say. So we're going to bring it over to that.
Just 2 seconds on that. I've watched a bunch of the TED Talks and these climatologists, these summits that they have, and some of these great names. And one of them that just keeps standing out to me is that we know right now that we're in probably, I think, the fifth ice age that we know of that the planet's been through. We are on the tail end of an ice age that killed the dinosaurs. It's still melting from that. We're sitting where a massive glacier used to be, Lake Agassiz, right here, right where we are. And all of the other ice ages melted, and then it froze again and melted and froze again. And how did it melt? And how did, I mean, because mankind wasn't around when it did it before. And now we're here, but now this time it's somehow we're causing it.
Well,
the sun, unless you can turn it down, unless you can stop the sun from doing what it does, it's not going to matter what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to keep melting everything till it's all melted, until it freezes again.
I'll just give you one data point here. Climate-related disasters in 2022 killed fewer people than the year before. This is a trend over the last 100 years. We're currently killing 98% less people because of climate-related disasters than we were a century ago.
Right.
So that's just one. I got more, and we'll do that as we go along the way here today as well. Also on the program today, I'm going to break down for you the Minnesota Vikings roster. Kevin and I are big Vikings fans, and taking a look at next year, where is this team good enough to be able to win a Super Bowl? Where are they not? We'll talk about that as well as we continue here on What's On Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into hot spring spas and pool tables too.
We talked to Vince and he went through why hot springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down it's been hot spring spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot spring spas, pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in
four for four deal, still the best one in town. You find it only at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA locations all across the region. Great home-cooked meals every day. And that four-for-four, man, when you're hungry, a personal-sized, pan-style, hot-stuff pizza, you get a beverage of your choice there, you get a fountain drink, and two cookies. All that, four items for just $4 at PetroServe USA. Great lunch specials there. And I'm telling you, it's kind of like you're a kid in a candy store when you go to PetroServe USA. When you walk through there and you see all the great goodies, you need some stuff for a drive. I do a lot of driving. It's my place to go. Popcorn, candy, you need a soda, need some gum, whatever. Hot coffee. You got a lot of great stuff at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, I told you I was going to give you some awards this week in a segment that I'll just call on the spot, This Week in Bad Journalism. My honorable mention on this one is a morning consult study. A gentleman by the name of Eli Yokley wrote it. And Morning Consult did a poll about who is the most popular governor in the country and kind of what are the rankings there. And it turned out that Phil Scott from Vermont is the most popular governor in the country. 81% of people. I don't know about you, but I think Vermont, I kind of think, you know, tree-hugging liberal sort of folks. But a Republican has a huge approval rating in Vermont. And then I took a look at, you know, what the rest of the top 10 looks like. Like, who are the top 10 governors? Well, number two is Mark Gordon, a Republican from Wyoming. Number three is Charlie Baker, a Republican from Massachusetts. Number four, a Republican Larry Hogan from Maryland. You go on down the list. Doug Burgum, by the way, comes in at number seven, 60% to 26. You got to go down to number eight before you find a Democrat. And then number nine is a Republican, and 10 is a Democrat as well. Well, what do you suppose the angle of the story is in Morning Consult about this? The angle of the story is not Republicans have eight of the top 10 or the top seven or anything like that. It's a Democrat coming in number eight ranks as the most as America's most popular Democrat governor ahead of a re-election bid. So I did a little trolling on Twitter, and I said, Eli Yokley and Morning Consult, just curious as to why you chose that angle for your lead in your story. Because to me, I look and I say eight out of 10, top seven, whatever. And Eli sent a cordial message back to me, and he said, well, he's the only one who's up for re-election this year. So I thought that was notable. And, you know, I can't argue with that. I just feel like in my judgment of, like, what the top five stories here are, I don't put that number one. Now, maybe Eli's planning to do a number of other stories, and this is the first in the series. I don't know. But that's my honorable mention as far as the bad reporting for the week. But number one, sort of head and shoulders above it, is a story that was written by NPR News. Now, this is Minnesota Public Radio. If you live in Minnesota, this is your tax dollars hard at work. And the report on NPR News, the headline says this, State Report, : Black Minnesotans killed at disproportionate rate in police encounters. And the writer of the story is a person by the name of NPR News staff, which might mean that you get your first hint here of how legitimate the story is. Nobody would even sign their name to it. Yet it was at that time a headliner on the NPR News website. Goes on to say that black people are much more likely than white people to die from use of force by law enforcement, according to a new study by the Department of Health. Black Minnesotans are only 7% of the population, but were 27% of the deaths by use of force. Most of the deaths were due to gunshot wound. The report also notes 6% of those who died were American Indian or Alaska Native, although only 1% of Minnesotans are. The report looked at data from 2016 to 2021 and included deaths by suicide and accidental causes. The total deaths as a result of interactions with law enforcement were 177. Of those, 45% were by force, 31% by suicide, 22% accidents, 3% were classified undetermined. Okay. So that being said, here are the questions I have on this story here. If we had 177 people killed in these interactions over the course of 6 years, that's an average of about 30 a year. And of that, we're saying 45% of those were interactions with law enforcement. So I pull out of that story this. There are 6.5 million people in the state of Minnesota. You have 30 a year killed in interactions with law enforcement, and 45% of those were at the hands of law enforcement. So 8% of black people, or so 8 black people were killed by force by Minnesota law enforcement in the last 6 years, if you do the math. And I would have some questions. In how many of these cases was the use of force justified? How many deaths were in Minneapolis or St. Paul where the black population is more than 7%? I just want to get this right. Any loss of life is a tragic thing. We know that. But this story was written to make law enforcement look bad. The headline wasn't, whatever, 30 people over 6 years or 8 black people. The headline was, black Minnesotans are only 7% of the population, but were 27% of deaths by use of force. The story was just written all wrong. And to me, this is why I tell you, you have to look into these things and you have to question, you have to use your critical thinking. Because people are going to see that headline, and what are they going to say? Oh, yeah, cops are killing black people again. Look, when that happens one time, it's inexcusable. What happened with Derek Chauvin, George Floyd, inexcusable. The guy was guilty of a crime. No question about it. There should have been punishment, and there was. We can debate the punishment if you want. There should have been punishment in this case. What the guy did was wrong. But what we're doing here is we are crucifying cops. The war on law enforcement being perpetuated by your tax dollars in the state of Minnesota. If you are a Minnesota taxpayer, this is your money going to write this story that basically says cops are bad. I don't know why anybody would want to go into law enforcement the way people are treated. And you break down these stories into the different parts and you say, only 7% of Minnesotans are X amount. Well, let's ask a few more questions. In the state of Minnesota, it might be 7%, but in the Twin Cities, it's much more than 7%. So why are we taking certain statistics and painting them out of context to try to make a point that doesn't make sense? 701-271-1100 if you want to give a call and offer a comment on this. We've got to teach our kids to think critically. And I tell my kids all the time, like, my goal for you is that you think for yourself and do not believe what you are told. Because the real world is not on Twitter. The real world is not on NBC Nightly News. That is not the real world. The real world is what you see and what you experience day to day. And go talk to people in your community that are people of color and find out from them what the situation is. Maybe it is bad. But my gosh, don't take it from NPR.org. You're going to be looking for answers for a long time. All right, speaking of looking for answers, I want to know, are we running out of beef cattle in the U.S.? I was watching Yellowstone the other day, and this is not a source of truth, but it got me thinking about this issue. Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer's Land and Auction Realty is going to join us. He'll have some perspective on this. That's when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Someone at a Mesquite, Texas mall broke through a concrete wall in an abandoned Sears store and then into a jewelry store where they stole around $2 million worth of jewelry over the weekend. As of Tuesday morning, no arrests have been made. The World Economic Forum is underway in Switzerland this morning. Attendance this week appears plentiful, but many are missing too. One of the more surprising attendees is the new Colombian president, leftist Gustavo Petro. President Biden will not be attending, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is only there to meet with her Chinese counterpart on Wednesday. U.S. climate guru John Kerry says the theory of climate change is not resonating with most humans.
Quote, saving the planet. If you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever, and there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Steve Alsterman for Scott Hennen today. Coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studio. FreedomMattersUSA.com, doing a great work getting people to think about and talk about important topics that are necessary for us to not just know about, but promote and continue fueling the conversation of the public square that serve the conservative cause in this country. Many thanks to the gang at Freedom Matters USA for doing the great work that they do. Want to also say thank you to H.A. Thompson and Sons. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contracting services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Indoor air quality has never been more important. They've got some great automated control systems to make sure that you're removing humidity, adding humidity to the air, saving you money by extending the life of your equipment, and keeping that nice, good, clean air for you, your family, your employees to be breathing. It's important that you have great air quality these days, if never before. H.A. Thompson & Sons, go to hatnsons.com. It's 9:33. Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer's Auction Realty is with us. Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Hey, doing good, Steve. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you. I was watching a universal source of truth the other night, the show Yellowstone. I'm a big fan, I don't know, because I grew up on a hog and cattle farm, and I just think the show is really well done. The scenery in Montana is obviously beautiful. And so certainly we're talking about a fictional story, but they were talking about beef production. One of the characters says to the other that, you know, that China's going to soon be to beef production in our country what China is to manufacturing in our country right now. Basically, like, the cattle ranching industry is going away. Well, I'm not going to take that to be truth, but I did a little research, and China is the number one producer of hogs and pork in the world, and the number three producer of beef in the world. And I started thinking, you know, as farming, family farms, and maybe some of those family ranches start to dwindle a little bit, could we be looking at a situation where China's producing all of our beef and our pork as well? And you're in this world. You talk it. You're in it every day with the work that you do at Pfeiffer's. Give us some perspective here, Kevin. Are we in danger anytime soon of no beef in the U.S. being produced in the U.S.?
You know, I don't really think so. Well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. I love that Yellowstone series. That's been a lot of fun to watch. And obviously, I think, you know, a lot of shows like that, you know, they romanticize the cattle business and rural life and everything. And you and I both know, since we both grew up on farms, you know, the challenges of hog and beef production and in this country and what it takes. But, you know, really when it comes right down to it, I think at the end of the day, we're going to always have a very viable hog and cattle production industry in the United States. And I say that for a variety of different reasons. You know, when you look at our research in America and our land-grant universities and everything we've been able to do through the land-grant universities in cooperation with the seed stock producers, whether it's in hogs or beef cattle or dairy cattle, whatever meat might be. We have some of the most efficient breeds in the world. We have some of the best seed stock producers, not only in the world, in the United States, but also in North Dakota and in South Dakota. So again, when you look at it, I think from that perspective, I think the industries are always going to be extraordinarily viable, important to the United States and to our food supply. And the other thing too is when it comes down to food safety, I would put the U.S. number one for food safety in the world. I mean, that is going to be a critical element and a component as the world population continues to grow, that we have a strong food safety chain. And one thing about the U.S., yeah, we all get disappointed. We all get frustrated sometimes, pulling our hair out, saying, why can't we have more slaughter plants? Well, we can't have more of this, more of that. Well, at least we have a system in place that is recognized as the most food safest in the world, which is very important.
Kevin, I know that a number of the packing plants and the processors are foreign-owned companies that are doing business here in the country, in the U.S. I don't know what the percentage is, but I believe that many of them are, or majority of them are. Is that a danger to the American producer, to the American farmer and rancher, that we have outside, whatever you want to call them, outside influences or foreign entities that are making the money on our packing? Is there a danger to the country or to the producer for that?
Well, I think there might always be some sort of a compromise when it comes to that. But again, I think as long as, you know, as long as they don't compromise the safety precautions and all the guidelines that are in place so that we don't ever really have any issues. And, you know, certainly in this country, you know, whether it's a foreign company or whether it's a U.S. company that is processing these products, you know, whether it's in the Carolinas, whether it's poultry or hogs or whatever it might be, everybody wants to have a safe food system in place. Now, granted, you and I and everybody else listening today, we want to have U.S. companies doing that. But if they are foreign companies, as long as the final product isn't compromised in any way, it's probably better for the consumer, because the consumer, when it comes right down to it, at the end of the day, especially today with inflation, when they're buying non-durable goods, I mean, they want to get them as affordable as they possibly can. And who are the most efficient producers in the world? They're U.S. producers, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, as long as the facilities are available to do that, no question. But I think a little bit about, you know, as China expands its presence internationally and doing the things that they do, I guess there's a scenario out there where potentially someday, if China buys all of the processing plants and then decides at some point, okay, we're going to do a little international terrorism on the kind of passive-aggressive side, we're just going to close all the packing plants, and you're not going to have any food. Are we like a million miles away from having to worry about that, Kevin?
Well, I think our radar certainly needs to be up. I think, you know, whether it's this plant that's going in up in Grand Forks or whatever it might be, I think our radar always needs to be up. We want U.S. companies doing this as much as we can, if not all of them. That's what we really want to have happen. I mean, we have great technology in these processing plants. We got great management. We got a lot of capital into them. So when you look at it from that perspective, the U.S. should dominate the industry on its own soil. No doubt about it, we should. And again, I think the frustration a lot of times, Steve, comes from, you know, the heavy regulations that we have had over the years. We've become a society that is so, we've become so burdened upon all of these regulations, whether it's food processing or whether it's having to do with just any line of work that you're in. It seems like we have so much government oversight, and it just stymies growth. It stymies capital. People don't want to invest in certain things. Look at the oil and gas industry, for crying out loud. Can you imagine, you know, with what's going on there, all the heavy regulations now?
Mm-hmm.
And all of, you know, you can't drill here, you can't drill over here, you can't do this, you can't do that. So again, you know, hopefully, you know, we can provide some common sense when it comes to these processing plants and other things as well. Because, you know, when you look at it up in our part of the country, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, we're in the top 10 in beef cows, cattle production. We're not very high in production of pork. I think North Dakota is like 22nd or 23rd in the country. Iowa is number one. But again, we have so much to offer, so much to offer. I had Dr. Petrie on my show not too long ago on the America's Land Auctioneer radio show on our podcast, and we talked about how fortunate we are in this part of the country. We have some of the best beef stock feed producers in the world in North Dakota alone. When you think about it, not only just west of the Missouri River, but all over North Dakota. So whether you're raising Hereford cattle or Angus cattle or Simmental or whatever, we can compete with anybody in the world when it comes to cattle, feed to pound conversion ratios and that type of thing, the quality of the meat and everything. So again, if we could take it to the next step, you know, let's process these hogs and these cattle through U.S. plants if we can.
What's the biggest challenge for producers right now, for cattle ranchers and hog farmers in our part of the world?
Well, I think, you know, one of the best things that's happened in many years, and Dr. Petrie and I talked about that on America's Land Auctioneer, has been the proliferation of these different varieties of drought-resistant corn, especially in central and western North Dakota. That has really helped the cattle industry a lot, tremendously. I think one of the biggest challenges not only does the cattle industry have, but all of American agriculture right now, are the input costs. The input costs are just soaring. Whether you're buying a new baler or a new tractor or a new loader tractor, or whether you're buying a new combine or whatever it might be, because when you think about it, if you're going to be in the cattle business or the hog business, you need what? You need corn and soybeans, because you got to have corn, because that's where these animals get their energy, and you got to have soybeans for their protein. So you need as much of that as you can possibly get. Well, a lot of our producers, they're very diversified. So again, when it comes right down to it, okay, look at the cost of iron today in this country. My God, it is so high right now. Diesel fuel, gasoline, all of the input costs, fertilizer. Just look at what it takes to put 8 tires on a four-wheel drive tractor today. I mean, you're talking $25,000-$30,000 just for that. The cost of our input costs are so far out of line right now. We got to get this under control in this country, or these producers are going to just start seeing fewer and fewer profits as years go by. I'm really concerned about the debt to equity and the debt to asset ratio of the American farmer. I just think that we're kind of getting to that point now where we're going to start seeing things soften a little bit.
Yeah, there's no way that the price that a guy gets for his hogs and cattle at the plant is keeping up with the input costs.
It isn't. I mean, the margins, you know, the margins. I talked to some cattle producers here, actually just yesterday, out in right on the North Dakota-South Dakota border. They got a really good price for their steers. They did a lot better than they thought they were going to do. So they were surprised with that. But on the other hand, you go back. I mean, this is just ABC stuff. You know, you go, okay, all right, I need to fix my baler. I need to get a new baler. What is it going to cost me today? It's probably going to be 20% more than it was a year ago. It's probably 40 or 50% more than it was when we went into COVID. And now look at diesel fuel. You know, diesel fuel, yeah, granted, it's come down a little bit. Fertilizer, you know, farmers and ranchers, look at the amount of fertilizer they buy. The input costs are just, they're so high right now, and the margins are just getting thinner and thinner for the American producer, and we have to try and widen that gap. But again, it's just a matter of getting this whole inflation deal under control.
Yep, that's exactly right. Kevin, lots of good stuff. I could talk farming with you all day. Find out more about Kevin and his team at Pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. He's got a big sale going up on in Minot today. You can find out about that there as well, and catch a show, America's Land Auctioneer, Saturday mornings here on the Flag East and West. Kevin, thanks for the visit. Have a great day.
Yep, you too, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much. You bet. What's going on in the Minnesota legislature? Mark Johnson, Senate Minority Leader, telling us next.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You live from the PetroServe USA studio. It's What's On Your Mind, and we are glad to be here taking care of you each day from 8:30 to 11. Want to say thanks to Freedom Matters USA for supporting our program the way that they do. FreedomMattersUSA.com. You find out more about them. We were talking with Kevin Piper in the last segment about challenges for farming and ranching. I'd love to hear from you. I grew up on a hog and cattle farm, and I can only imagine with the cost of seed and fertilizer and diesel fuel, if you got to take out a loan, interest rates are higher. Got to think that the challenges are immense. I would love to hear from you if you're in the farm and ranch community. What's the biggest challenge that you have in doing the work that you do each day? Gene is on the phone, wants to weigh in on the program here. Let's check in with Gene and get his thoughts here. Gene, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was going to talk about something else, but you're talking about the challenges with the livestock industry. Okay, there's a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, top concern, you think. What's the biggest challenge?
Well, the biggest challenge is just meeting expenses.
Yeah.
Cattle prices are higher, but the expenses are way beyond that. So we're no better off.
Yeah, if the price goes up, but the input costs go higher, doesn't do you much good. I get it. Yeah. Gene, hey, thanks for giving a call. We appreciate you giving us a call. Sorry to move along so quick, but we've got a guest on the line. We want to visit with him because time down there in the Twin Cities is tight. Thank you so much, Gene. Appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you,
sir. Take care. God bless you. Mark Johnson, Senate Minority Leader from East Grand Forks, is with us. Thankful for his time here on this Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, Mark. It's been I know it's a sprint out of the blocks down there so far. Give us probably your biggest takeaway from what's happened in the first week or so of the session.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be on with you this morning. Yeah, so it started off very, very fast down here. Democrats took control of the full government, everything from the governor on down to the House and Senate. And so they took off running. I mean, if we're seeing bills, everything from, you know, fully legalizing abortion on demand up until birth, that's coming through. You know, we've had a lot of proposals on paid family leave that's going to create a huge bureaucracy down here. St. Paul, they feel like Minnesotans want to do it. So it's going to cost employers. It's going to cost employees. There's some really significant things and they're just pushing. Unbelievable. I haven't seen a session start like this. So, they feel they have a mandate and they're taking the liberal agenda and they are just running with it at this point. Mm.
There was a tax plan, a tax abatement plan there, education, spending rollouts, things going on, kind of two big storylines there. Let's talk about the education piece. What do Democrats want right now in education, if you could sum it up in you know, a nutshell?
Yeah, I think on the education side of things, it's what we've been fending off for a long time. They are just throwing out dollars unaccountable to the people that have got them across the finish line. So what we were constantly trying to do is say, okay, we're willing to invest, and we have historical investment with education, with our schools. But we said we want to see some sort of how is this tied to the academic performance of the students? How is this going to help those schools? What you see now is just what the governor is calling historic spending and investment in schools, but there isn't that tie again back to how is this going to help our students? How is this going to help on reading? How is this going to help our students on math? There's not that tie anymore. It's just
Mark, can you give
like
us an
bunch of cash.
Can you give us an example of that? I love what you're saying here. I think we need to hear this, but give us an example. What are they saying is education spending, quote unquote, but really isn't?
Well, they've got SF8, I believe the bill is coming out, which, you know, they list a lot of nice things on it, but they don't tie it into the actual academic performance. So they say everything from free lunch to, you know, to free menstrual products to all these different things, which are fine and great. But what we really want to see is historic performance in education as far as, you know, where are you investing in reading? Where are you investing in math? And there isn't anything like that. And we've been doing that for years and years. As Republicans over the last 6 years that we've controlled this. So those are some of the areas that they're small, but then they also have just general funding increases across the board, which, you know, again, I don't see where we're going to get a benefit other than spending money on unions and different things that I don't know if they help our kids or not.
Yeah, it's tough to know. You're right. There's so much that can be called spending on the right things, but when we know where test scores are at and how students are doing on those standardized performance testing mechanisms, and we see where our kids are failing so badly, it's we've got to get serious about actually teaching kids information to make them smarter. And Yeah, there's a lot of other things that come around the edge of that. Mark, thank you for giving a call. We appreciate your time today. I wish we had more of it, but thank you for checking, and we'll do this again soon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You do the same. That's Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson from East Grand Forks giving us an update on the Minnesota session. Good stuff there. When we come back on the program, and we're going to talk more about that DFL leave thing that he's talking about there coming up in hour number two, I'm going to give you a position-by-position rundown on the Minnesota Vikings. Their season came to an end. Where are they good enough to win a Super Bowl, and what position groups are they not? We're going to do that. Kevin and I are going to walk that through with you when we come back.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.